The next thing was to find accommodation. So I went to Hackney, because I was planning to Hackney, and I said, you know, planning department, have you got anything? Oh, no. Anyway, there are a few places, and then he mentioned Dalston Lane. But you can't live in them. Oh, no. We just want them for a studio, an artist studio. And therefore, we acquired 38 Dalston Lane, which was two doors down from Centreprise, which also was another influential type project, where it's important to mention this because they were there before us and they were doing community involvement in books and writing. And they were kind of like local community publishers. And a lot of inspirational socialist type writers have come from them. I'm trying to remember their names, but I can't. They're still writing now. I can't remember. It'll come.
There was Ken Walpole.
Yeah, okay. Who wasn't Freeform's biggest fan, I have to add, because it was a bit, he was a bit too intellectual really for it. And that's the schism constantly occurs when you've got people doing quasi community projects where intellectually they're still with the elite. You know, there's this schism, it's there all the time. And, you know, it's there. So even though Ken is, you know, he's an intellectual socialist, but he is probably in his thinking more right wing than Genghis Khan, you know, in real terms.
Did he write What a Way to Run a Railway?
Something like that. He's written quite a few books and in travel writing and various other things. Anyway, so we were two or three doors down from them. That was quite nice. And we got this place, and of course we started to live in it straight away, as you do. Me and Barbara lived in it. And then we decided the first thing we would do is we would do an exhibition of all the work we have done. And we called it Artism Lifeism. And we invited people, but hardly anyone turned up. But because we were near Centreprise, we got the overload of their visitors. And in the context of that, that's where we met Chris Elphick. He'd gone to see Centreprise, then walked up the road and found us and came in and was absolutely curious about our exhibition, which showed all the festivals that we were doing. It showed the early school projects that we failed to do and the ones that we did and the events, etc. And showed that we were an artist community doing things in the community. So he invited us to Liverpool to do the same things.